businesses and everything that was here. You've already mentioned the grocery stores and the department stores and so on. And you mentioned boards. You can't recall any other industry that was here?
I really can't. I don't know of any other industry that was here in this. There had to be, but I don't know.
Were you living here when they had they built airplanes here?
That was out on 6 Mile. That was at, I was living here, but I don't know. But I remember there was an airfield out on 6 Mile.
An airfield? What about a factory where they built them? Do you remember?
I don't remember that. Was there one here?
That's what I was told. I wonder if you remember.
No, I don't remember.
I don't remember it. Quite in the history it was there or anything.
I don't remember that. Was that Stinson? Mm-hmm. Stinson. See? I just remember there was a Stinson airplane factory. But I really don't know anything more about it than that. And we used to have the correction home, what they call it, where all those buildings out there on Sheldon Road.
House of Correction?
House of Correction. Now that was very active back in my early days. And there were probably people lived here in Northville that worked out there, I'm sure of it. And all those buildings are standing out there and all the windows are wrecked.
Well, wasn't the House of Correction on 5 Mile though? Those buildings that are standing there, wasn't that the what they used to call the Wayne County Training School? Or was the House of Correction there before?
I don't know which it was. I really don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was a Wayne County Training School at that time. I don't know. That kind of is vague to me. And it shouldn't be. But now that you speak about it, that House of Correction is where it's always been. And the prison out there.
What about Mayberry Sanitarium? Did you know anyone that worked there?
I did not know anyone that worked there or that was in as a patient.
And you never went there? You never had an occasion?
No, I never had an occasion to go there. No. We used to see it as we drive by, you know. Beautiful buildings at that time, and I can remember a stone fence that was built there. The entrance was quite large, and for that time in life, you know, but, I didn't never went in. Other things around here, but we were getting on the outskirts of townships and that. Mm-hmm. I can remember going up in Bloom's Woods.
Where was that?
Now that would be right up at the end of Main Street where you go up the hill. Well, there's all these homes today that used to be just woods. And we used to go up in Bloom's Woods and pick flowers, and my husband used to go into the maple trees and tap them, and he'd make maple syrup from them. He's told me this. Now that's what.
But you went to Bloom's Woods. We used to go. It was woods in your time.
In my time.
Why was it called Bloom's Woods?
I don't know why it was called Bloom's Woods. But that's what it was called, Bloom's Woods. And now that was ready.
You didn't know a Bloom's family that lived there.
I don't know if that had anything to do with Harold Bloom or not. He's an old-timer in Northville. Whether he owned the property, it could have been, I don't know. But it was called Bloom's Woods. We used to go up there. I know my husband went up there and made shack, you know, and the boys made shacks and got this maple syrup and take it.
Someone else told me about having a sugar shack back there, and then I think it was Mr. Stevenson.
Carl? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was he a friend of your husband's?
Well, Carl might have been one of the fellows that went up there with my husband. Could have been. But I know all of his brothers went up there with him. And used to tap these trees, which I thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, see, I'm thinking more a little bit outside now than rather right in town. That's what came to me about Bloomfield. And also this up here.
But for the most part, when you were first married or when you were dating, you stayed right around town for your recreation and everything. You didn't.
Well, we used to go up to Wall Lake to the dance hall. That was very popular for everyone in Northfield. We used to go up there. We used to have the big bands there. And that's all been torn down. Do you remember that? Yeah. But that was our recreation, and go to a show. We used to go to Plymouth and go canoeing.
Where did you go canoeing?
At Plymouth, when the park there, they had a lake. Could have been the Rouge River where it was dammed up there, too.
There's a lake across from the Plymouth Hilton called Phoenix Lake. Was that?
Well, that could have been part of Phoenix.
Along North Hill Road? Was that where you went canoeing?
No, it was down Plymouth Road away. Well, the ones I remember where we used to go canoeing. Cass Benton Park was very popular because we used to go down there all the time and have picnics. So that was very popular. And a place to go.
How long has it been there?
As long as I've been here. Yeah. It's been here a long time. It has been here a long time.
Well, you've been very helpful. Think of anything else?
No, I can't think of anything else, but I've enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.